we are one church with two congregations. We are not an English congregation. This is not who, just who we are as a church, only in English. And we're not only a Spanish congregation. We are this unique Santa Maria style Spanglish church. And today you are going to get introduced to that in a whole new way, because you're going to be getting to know someone better that, oh, you heard him a lot before, but on the drums. Today you're going to hear him bring the word of God in Espanol. It's going to be fantastic. And I would love for Dr. Christian Cruz to come on up. I love this man and his family. I'm going to invite his beautiful translator to come on up as well. Jesse Lara. Now, one of the reasons I was so excited to invite Christian to preach today is that he has preached from this pulpit many times before. You just didn't get to know about it because he was preaching to our Spanish congregation. We have some incredible leaders in our Spanish congregation that you just don't know as well as I get to. And so today is a way of helping to introduce Christian to you as you are ministered to by the word of God through Christian. So Christian, along with Elias and Milena Rodriguez, they are, all three of them are in kind of a four-square pipeline towards pastoral leadership. They are actually working towards becoming licensed four-square pastors. And that means so much to me, but it means so much to our church, because God is raising up strong leaders who are trustworthy, filled with integrity, and love the word of God. So I am excited for you to hear Christian, almost Pastor Christian, but it is Dr. Christian. Would you please welcome Dr. Christian Cruz?
Buenos dias.
Good morning, everyone.
Para los que no me conocen.
For those of you that don't know who I am.
Mi nombre es Christian.
My name is Christian, or his name is Christian.
Dios me ha bendecido.
God has blessed me.
Con una gran esposa.
With an amazing wife.
Y dos hermosas niñas.
And two beautiful young children.
Que quizás algunas veces ven por ahí.
And sometimes you may see my little girls running around.
Y yo no sé cuántos han venido hoy.
And I don't know how many of you are actually in this room today.
A recibir algo.
Or how many of you have came to receive something.
De parte de Dios.
From God.
Yo te pido que tú cierres tus ojos ahí.
I would like to ask you to close your eyes with me.
Señor.
Jesus.
Te doy gracias.
I want to thank you.
Porque tú eres bueno.
Because you are good.
Yo te pido, Dios.
I ask you, God.
Que tú tomes.
That you take.
El control.
Take control.
De este mensaje.
Take control of this message.
Tú conoces.
You know.
Nuestras vidas.
Our lives.
Háblanos.
Talk to us.
Que salgamos.
That we're able to go.
De este lugar.
Go out of this place.
Diferente.
Different.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Como habían dicho en el comienzo la pastora Kelly.
So as Pastor Kelly was opening service.
Hoy es un gran día.
Today is a very big day.
Porque se recuerda.
Because we're remembering.
Cuando Jesús.
When Jesus.
Entró a Jerusalén.
Came into Jerusalem.
Y le dio.
And he gave.
Cumplimiento.
He fulfilled.
A las profecías.
To the prophecies.
Establecidas.
That were already established.
Y muchos,
and a lot of them,
tomaron palmas,
and a lot of people took those palm trees,
las tiraron al suelo,
they threw them on the floor,
y comenzaron a decir,
and they started saying,
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
el rey,
the king.
Quizás muchos estaban ahí,
and maybe there was a lot of people there,
reconociendo que era rey,
and they were recognizing that Jesus was king.
Pero muchos,
but there were also many,
de los que estaban allí,
that were there.
Después,
afterwards,
fueron los que dijeron,
they were the ones that said,
crucifíquenlo.
Crucify him.
Es diferente.
It's different.
Decir.
It's different to say.
Que creemos en Dios.
That we believe in God.
Pero si no tenemos.
But if we don't have.
Una experiencia.
An experience or an encounter.
Dios,
an encounter with God.
Es diferente.
It's different.
Yo no sé.
I don't know.
Si hoy.
If today
tú quieres tener,
you want to have
una experiencia,
an encounter
con el Rey de Reyes,
with the King of Kings
y Señor,
and the Lord
de señores.
Of lords.
Porque te aseguro,
because I am going to assure you,
que cuando tú pruebas al rey,
that when you taste a little bit of the king,
tu vida cambia,
your life will change,
y nunca,
and never,
vas,
it'll never be,
a ser igual,
you'll never be the same.
Pero hoy,
but today,
quiero predicar,
I want to preach to you guys,
sobre una historia,
about a story,
casi uno,
that one
de los últimos,
that's one of the last
milagros,
or one of the last miracles
que Jesús hizo,
that Jesus did,
y que llevó,
and that took
a muchos,
many
a creer,
to believe
en Jesús,
to believe in Jesus,
y no solamente creer en Jesús,
and not only to believe in Jesus,
sino a seguirle,
but to also follow him.
Y es la historia,
and this is the story
de Lázaro,
of Lazarus.
Y el tema que he puesto a esta prédica,
and the title that I put to this message today,
es entrando,
it's entering
en lo sobrenatural,
into the supernatural.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque Dios,
because God,
trabaja,
works
en lo sobrenatural,
in the supernatural.
En lo que no puedes,
and in what you can't see,
ver,
in what you can't see. Sorry, the phrases are, I gotta have them, complete them before I can translate it.
Okay, para esto,
and so for this,
voy a definir,
I'm gonna define
algunas palabras,
some words. I'm gonna define some words for you.
Primero,
first,
debemos entender,
we should know,
que es sobrenatural,
that what is supernatural, what is the supernatural,
y es aquello,
and that supernatural is,
que cede, que va más allá,
that goes further,
de lo que es natural,
that goes further than the natural,
que existe,
it exists,
fuera,
outside,
de las leyes,
of the norm,
de la naturaleza,
of the world.
Lo sobrenatural,
the supernatural,
no se puede,
you cannot,
explicar,
you cannot explain it,
sino,
without,
se cree,
believing in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y dando un resumen de lo que estaba pasando aquí.
And just to summarize what was going on here.
Jesús,
Jesus,
se encontraba,
found himself,
haciendo otras cosas,
doing other things.
Pero de momento,
but in that moment,
le llega,
somebody comes,
una noticia,
or somebody brings news to him.
Y esa noticia era,
and that news was,
que su amigo Lázaro,
that his friend Lazarus,
estaba enfermo,
was sick.
Y él tenía dos hermanas.
And Lazarus had some sisters.
Una se llamaba María.
One, her name was Maria.
Y otra se llamaba Marta.
And another one was Martha.
Y quizás tú te preguntas,
and maybe you're asking yourself,
¿cuál fue la reacción?
What was the reaction?
De Jesús.
Of Jesus.
Pues imagínate.
Well, if you can imagine.
Dice la palabra.
The word says.
Que se esperó.
That Jesus waited.
Dos días más.
2 days.
Alguien que te dice,
if somebody comes and tell you,
que es tu amigo,
that your friend,
quizás,
may be,
tú esperas,
that you are waiting for or thinking,
que responda,
that he responds,
a tus necesidades,
to your necessities,
porque tú lo necesitas,
because you need that from them,
porque es tu amigo,
because he's your friend.
Pero Dios, Jesús,
but God, Jesus,
se esperó 2 días,
waited 2 days.
Quizás no podemos imaginar eso.
And we may not be able to comprehend that.
Pero Jesús sabía,
but Jesus knew,
lo que estaba haciendo,
what he was doing.
Y antes de continuar,
and before we continue,
esta historia,
before we continue the story,
quiero leer,
I want to read,
Juan, capítulo 11.
I'm sorry, John chapter 11.
Verso 39.
Verse 39. It says, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested. Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible.
Okay, se retrasó Jesús 2 días.
So Jesus was maybe an extra 2 days late.
Y viene y dice Jesús.
And Jesus comes and says,
esto va a ser para que yo me glorifique.
This is so that I can glorify myself.
Porque si vemos,
because if we look,
lo que Jesús está a punto de hacer,
And if we see what Jesus is about to do,
es algo similar,
it's something very similar,
a lo que él hizo,
to what he did,
cuando fue crucificado,
when he was crucified,
porque al tercer día,
because on the third day,
él resucitó,
he resurrected,
y está vivo,
and he's alive now.
Amen.
Amen.
Entonces, Jesús se decide ir a Betania.
So then Jesus decides to go to Bethania.
Y Betania significa,
and Bethania signifies, or Bethany, signifies,
casa de higos verdes,
The house of green fig trees,
o casa de aflicción,
or the house of affliction.
Un lugar,
it's a place,
que no se manifiesta,
where nothing manifests,
frutos,
where no fruits manifest,
pero que estaba localizado,
but that it's localized,
en Judea,
in Judea.
Y ya cuando llega Jesús,
and so when Jesus gets there,
ya habían pasado 4 días,
there's already 4 days have gone by,
que su amigo Lázaro,
that his friend Lazarus,
había muerto,
had died,
había sido sepultado,
he had been closed away.
Y aquí es que comienza la trama de este mensaje.
And this is where the story begins.
Porque Marta y María,
because Martha and Maria,
cuando vieron a Jesús,
when they saw Jesus,
respondieron de la misma forma ambas.
They both responded in the same way.
Y lo podemos ver en la pantalla en el verso 21.
And we can see it in verse 21.
Y verso 32.
And 32, and it says, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. And in the next verse says, when Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would have not died.
Pero antes de continuar,
but before we continue,
con lo que Dios quiere que entiendas hoy,
with what God wants you to understand today,
quiero definir,
I want to define
ciertos términos,
a little bit more terms for you.
Uno de esto es,
one of them are, one
lo
of
que significa,
what it means,
sueños,
dreams, what dreams mean.
Un sueño,
a dream,
hay dos maneras de cumplirlo.
There's a way for it to come about.
Una es,
one way is,
si tú puedes lograr,
that if you can
lograr el sueño,
accomplish your dream,
que hay en tu corazón,
that is in your heart,
con tus habilidades,
with your abilities,
con tus recursos,
with your resources,
esto es un sueño tuyo,
this is a dream for you, this is your dream.
Pero los sueños de Dios,
but God's dreams,
en cambio,
are,
parecen imposibles,
then they may seem impossible,
de alcanzar,
for us to reach,
cuando los comparamos,
when we compare them to,
con nuestras,
with our
habilidades,
abilities.
Esto se logra,
this can be,
con el poder de Dios,
this can be done with the power of God,
y sus recursos,
and God's resources.
Y ahora quiero diferenciar lo que es meta versus sueño.
And now what I want to tell you the difference between goal and dream.
Un sueño,
a dream,
siempre empieza,
always starts,
con un punto de partida,
with a beginning.
Comenzamos,
we start,
a crear imágenes,
and we start
imágenes,
creating images.
Ajá. Comenzamos a pensar en ideas,
and we start having these ideas,
en situaciones,
in situations,
que nos gustaría,
that we would like,
que sucedieran en el futuro,
that we would like to happen in the future,
en nuestras vidas,
in our lives.
Pero una meta,
but a goal,
es diferente,
is different.
Porque una meta,
because a goal,
nace,
is brought upon us,
cuando decidimos,
when we decide,
que ha llegado el momento,
that time has come,
de comenzar,
to start,
a tomar acción,
and take a step forward,
para que ese sueño,
so that dream,
se convierta,
can be,
en realidad,
a reality.
¿Y qué haces? ¿Diseñas?
And so what do? You design,
un plan,
a plan,
you de acción,
an action plan,
para llegar,
to be able to go,
hasta allí,
and meet that goal.
Sabes que el sueño de María y Marta,
and Mary and Martha's dream,
ellos veían,
they saw,
a Jesús,
Jesus,
rescatando,
rescuing,
a su hermano,
his brother, their brother.
Ellos veían,
they saw,
a un Jesús,
Jesus,
sanando,
healing
a su hermano.
Their brother.
Su sueño,
their dream,
era
was
su hermano.
Their brother.
Pero Jesús,
but Jesus,
se tarda,
he takes
2 días más,
2 extra days.
En total 4 días.
And in total it's been 4 days.
Porque él estaba,
because he
provocando,
was provoking
una reacción,
a reaction
de fe,
of faith,
buscando,
looking for
una reacción,
looking for a reaction
de fe,
of faith.
Hallará Dios, hallará hoy Dios,
God will find
fe en ti,
faith in you,
fe en sus planes,
faith in your plans,
fe en lo que él tiene para ti,
in what God has for you,
para tu familia,
for your family,
para todo lo que te propongas en la vida,
for everything that you do in life.
El primer punto que quiero tocar,
my first point today,
es que un sueño muerto,
is that a dead dream,
puede cobrar vida,
can come to life.
Yo no sé si estás escuchando.
I don't know if you're listening to me today.
Un sueño,
a dead dream,
muerto, puede cobrar vida,
can come to life.
Y esto no se basa solamente,
and this cannot happen,
en el término,
in,
de Cristo, de la iglesia,
in the church or in Christ.
Esto cubre toda la parte profesionalmente.
This covers everything for your professional life.
No sé qué sueño puedas tener.
We don't know what kind of dreams you have.
Quizás piensas que no lo puedes alcanzar.
And some of you may be thinking, I will never meet that dream.
Quizás has fallado o has fracasado.
Or you have failed and you've messed up already.
Pero eso,
but that,
no significa,
doesn't mean,
que tu sueño,
that your dream,
ha muerto,
is dead.
Amen. Jesús lo que estaba viendo,
what Jesus was seeing,
era un sueño,
was a dream,
a punto,
that was to the point,
de resucitar,
of resurrecting.
Hoy,
today,
Jesús lo que está viendo en tu vida,
what Jesus is seeing in your life,
es un hombre,
is a man,
es una mujer,
is a woman,
a punto,
that is on the verge,
de resucitar,
of resurrecting.
Quizás tus sueños,
and maybe your dreams,
parecen morir,
they look like they're dying,
al frente de tus ojos,
right in front of your eyes.
Sentimos que Dios no responde,
and we feel that God may be answering us,
nuestras oraciones,
he may be answering our prayers.
Sentimos,
and we feel,
que quizás,
that maybe,
no nos escucha,
that he's not listening.
Sentimos,
and we feel,
que otros,
that others,
prosperan,
are prospering,
y yo no,
and we're not.
Y nos decimos a nosotros mismos,
and we talk to ourselves and tell ourselves,
si yo voy a la iglesia,
that if I go to church,
si yo le busco,
and if I look,
¿qué está pasando?
And if I look to see what's happening, what's going on,
yo quiero que tú sepas,
I want you to know,
que Satanás,
that Satan,
quiere mantener tu sueño,
wants to keep your dream.
En otras palabras,
in other words,
mantener el propósito,
he wants to,
de Dios,
keep God's promise on your life.
Muerto.
Dead.
Él no quiere que viva.
He doesn't want it to live.
Él no quiere, él quiere mantenerte,
he wants to keep you
atado,
chained,
a una tumba,
to a tomb.
Es tu decisión hoy.
It's your decision today.
Si te das por vencido,
that if you're just going to give up,
o abres camino,
or you're going to open a way,
a confiar,
to trust
en Jesús,
in Jesus.
Número dos.
Number two.
Hay impedimentos,
that sometimes there's obstacles,
que tratan,
that try,
de que no,
to keep you,
se cumplan tus sueños,
from achieving your dreams.
Y esto lo vemos en esta historia.
And we see this in this story.
¿Y qué son una de esas cosas?
And what is one of those things?
Las malas noticias.
Bad news.
En el verso 11.
In verse 11.
Le llegan y le dicen a Jesús.
They come and they tell Jesus.
Que nuestro amigo Lázaro duerme.
That our friend Lazarus is sleeping.
Pero qué hace Jesús y le dice, él duerme.
But Jesus responds and says,
pero yo voy a despertarlo.
He may be sleeping, but I'm going to go wake him.
La reacción de Jesús,
Jesus's reaction,
fue,
was,
está enfermo.
He's sick.
No es para muerte.
He's not on the verge of death.
Tomó una situación negativa.
Jesus grabbed that negative situation
y la convirtió
and he converted it
en algo
into something
positivo.
Positive.
Yo no sé si tú sabes,
and I don't know if you are aware
que dice la palabra,
that the Bible says
que tenemos la autoridad,
that we have authority
así en el cielo,
in heaven
como en la tierra,
like we do on earth
para desatar,
to break
y atar,
and to undo
cualquier cosa,
whatever.
Tú tienes la autoridad.
You have the authority.
En tu familia.
In your family.
¿Qué más impedía que se cumpliera este sueño?
What else was in the way of this dream coming true?
Tiempos incorrectos.
Wrong timing.
Muchas veces.
There's a lot of times.
Queremos que Jesús o que Dios.
And we want Jesus or we want God.
Se acondicione.
To be conditioned.
A mis deseos.
To be conditioned to my dreams.
Y si Jesús o Dios no se acondiciona a mis deseos.
And if God doesn't meet my conditions.
No creo en Dios.
Then I don't believe in him.
Pero yo quiero que tú sepas.
But I want you to know.
Que Dios no necesita condicionarse a ti.
God doesn't need to meet your conditions.
Él necesita.
He needs to.
Que tú te acondiciones a él.
That you meet his conditions.
Porque él conoce tu futuro.
Because he knows your future.
En el verso 5 y 6.
In verse 5 and 6.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Él amaba a Marta.
Loved Martha.
A su hermana María.
And her sister Maria.
Y a Lázaro.
And Lazarus.
Y a pesar.
And.
Dios que oyó.
Even though he heard
de que estaba enfermo,
that he was sick,
él se tardó.
He still waited.
No importa,
it doesn't matter
cuánto Dios tarde,
it doesn't matter how long God takes.
Lo que tú no sabes,
what you don't know
es que en ese tiempo,
is that in that time
Dios está trabajando.
God is working.
¿Qué más le impedía que se cumpliera este sueño?
What else was getting in the way of this dream?
La familia y los amigos.
Family and friends.
En el verso 8.
In verse 8.
Cuando Jesús.
When Jesus.
Se decide ir a Betania.
Decides to go to Bethany.
Sus discípulos comienzan a decirle.
His disciples start to tell him.
Hey Jesús.
Hey Jesus.
Ya antes te habían apedreado.
When you had gone there, they had thrown rocks at you before.
¿Vas a volver allá de nuevo?
You're going to go over there once again?
A él no le importó eso.
Jesus didn't care about that.
No le importó las experiencias pasadas.
He didn't care about previous experiences.
Él sabía.
He knew.
Que era tiempo.
That it was time.
De resucitar.
To resurrect.
Lo que estaba muerto.
What was dead.
¿Qué más nos impide? El temor y la ansiedad.
What else gets in our way? Fear and anxiety.
Vivimos en un mundo,
we live in a world,
donde la gente vive,
where people live,
con temor,
with fear,
tienen miedo,
and they're scared,
a poner todo el empeño,
to put everything,
tienen temor,
they're scared,
a si fracasan,
to make a mistake,
porque antes de dar un paso,
because before taking a step forward,
ya están pensando,
they're already thinking,
en el fracaso,
in the mistake,
en Cristo.
In Jesus,
no hay espacio,
there's no space
para pensar en fracaso,
to think in mistakes.
Es tiempo,
it's time
para mirar al maestro,
to see, look at the teacher.
Porque nosotros no vamos a tener que pelear,
because we're not the ones who are going to be fighting.
Porque él va a pelear por nosotros,
because he's going to be fighting
y él
for
va
us.
Abrir la puerta,
and he's going to open those
para
doors
que nosotros podamos pasar.
So that we can go through.
Otra cosa más, el pasado.
Another thing is the past.
El pasado impide que prosigas hacia adelante.
The past is constantly holding you back and not allowing you to move forward.
Tus errores pasados.
Your past mistakes.
Te van a impedir.
They are going to stop you.
Que prosigas hacia adelante.
From going forward.
Es tiempo.
It's time.
De que tú eches a un lado el pasado.
That you put the past to the side.
Y mires a Cristo.
And you look at Christ, look at Jesus.
¿Qué más? La incredulidad. La incredulidad en no creer.
And what other...
Otro impedimento es el no creer.
Oh, another thing that gets in the way is not believing.
El no creer nos impide...
And not believing...
Caminar.
stops us from walking
en el plan de Dios.
In God's plan.
Amen. Y esto lo vemos en el verso 16.
And we see this in verse 16.
Había un hombre que se llamaba Tomás.
There was a man that his name was Thomas.
Y se dice a sí mismo.
And he asks himself.
¿Vamos también nosotros para morir con él?
Are we going with him too to die?
¿Qué otra cosa nos impide proseguir?
What other things are stopping us from going forward?
Las situaciones imposibles.
Impossible situations.
La tradición judía,
the Jewish tradition,
dice que después de tres días,
says that after 3 days,
ya no hay esperanza.
There is no hope.
Y ya habían pasado 4 días.
And 4 days had gone by.
Ya apestaba su cuerpo.
The room already smelled.
Pero Jesús,
but Jesus,
no se adapta,
is not adapting,
a las tradiciones,
to those traditions.
Porque para él,
because for him,
todo es posible.
Everything is possible.
¿Qué más nos impide seguir?
What else is holding us back?
Las emociones equivocadas.
Wrong emotions.
Verso 33.
Verse 33.
María comienza a llorar.
Mary starts crying.
Y comienza a quejarse.
And she starts complaining.
Y de momento Jesús se turba.
And for a moment, Jesus is a little bothered.
Y entiende.
And understands.
Su tristeza.
Why she is sad.
Porque María y Marta veían lo que ellos podían ver.
Because Mary and Martha could only see what they could see.
Pero Jesús veía ya un sueño resucitado.
But Jesus was already looking at that resurrected dream.
¿Qué más nos impide seguir?
What else is stopping us from going forward?
Los obstáculos y la resistencia.
Obstacles and resistance.
Y aquí quiero parar.
And here's where I want to pause for a moment.
Porque el único obstáculo en este momento, en esta historia,
because the only obstacle that is in this story,
es una piedra,
is a rock,
que se interpone,
that is in between,
entre Jesús,
in between Jesus,
y los sueños,
and the dreams.
Amen. Persiste,
keep on going,
hasta que se quite,
until,
del camino,
that rock moves out the way,
ese obstáculo,
or until that obstacle moves out the way.
Y en el verso 34,
and in verse 34,
hay algo tan bonito.
There's something that we see that's really nice.
Es que Jesús dice,
is that Jesus says,
¿dónde lo han puesto?
Where have you put him?
Preguntó.
He asked.
Ven a verlo, Señor, le respondieron.
And they responded to him, come and see him.
Hoy Jesús te dice, o Dios te dice, ¿dónde lo pusiste?
And today God is telling you, where did you put it? Where is your dream?
¿Dónde está tu sueño?
Where is your dream?
¿Dónde está?
Where is?
Lo que ya yo te he entregado.
What, where is what I have already given to you?
¿Dónde está?
Where is?
El talento.
Your talent.
Que te he entregado.
That I've given you.
¿Lo has escondido?
Have you hidden it?
Y las tres órdenes que Jesús habla aquí.
And the three things that Jesus talks about here.
Antes de terminar este mensaje.
Before we conclude.
Es que número uno.
Is that one.
Debes quitar la piedra.
You have to roll the stone aside.
Verso 39.
Verse 39 says, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested. Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible.
Y algo que Dios quiere que tú entiendas hoy.
And something that God wants you to understand today.
Es que.
Is that
hay cosas que le tocan a Dios,
there's things that happen with God,
y hay cosas que te tocan a ti,
and there's things that happen to you.
Y lo que te toca a ti hoy,
and what is your responsibility today,
es mover la piedra,
is to move the rock.
Jesús no movió la piedra.
Jesus didn't move the rock.
Él dijo, muevan la piedra.
He said, you move the rock.
Es tu responsabilidad, iglesia.
It's your responsibility, church.
Porque cuando tú mueves la piedra,
because when you move the rock,
tú le estás demostrando a Dios,
you're showing God,
que tú crees en él,
that you believe in him,
que tú confías en él,
that you trust him.
Y cuando tú confías en él,
and when you trust in him,
Dios se mueve,
God will move.
Si no has visto la mano de Dios en tu vida,
if you haven't seen God's hand in your life,
es porque no has movido.
It's because you haven't moved.
Es porque no has entregado.
It's because you haven't given.
Lo que debes entregarle a Dios.
What you should give to God.
Que comiences a hacer cosas que nunca has hecho.
Because you'll start doing things that you have never done before.
Cuando tú mueves la piedra,
when you move that rock,
amen, comienzas a ver el milagro de Dios en tu vida.
You will start seeing God's miracle work in your life.
La piedra te exenta.
The rock is stopping you
de lo sobrenatural.
From seeing the supernatural.
Y Dios trabaja en lo sobrenatural.
And God is working in the supernatural.
Porque Él es omnisciente.
Because He is omnipotent.
Todo lo ve.
He sees all.
Él es omnipotente.
He is omnipotent.
Él es todopoderoso.
He is all powerful.
Él es omnipresente.
He is omnipresent.
Está en todos lados.
Oh, he's present. He is in all places.
Su responsabilidad,
his responsibility,
era,
was,
abrir,
open,
camino para que Jesús,
it was to open the way so Jesus,
se moviera,
could move.
Amen. Amen. ¿Quieres ver a Cristo en tu vida?
If you want to see, do you want to see Jesus in your life?
¿Quieres ver a Cristo en tu familia?
You want to see Jesus in your homes?
¿Quieres ver a Cristo en tus generaciones?
You want to see Jesus in your generations?
Abre camino.
Make way.
Depende de ti.
It's all on you.
¿Qué vas a hacer?
What are you going to do?
Te depende de ti.
It depends on you.
¿Qué quieres para ti?
What do you want for yourself?
Sí, hay que trabajar fuerte.
Yeah, and you're gonna have to work pretty hard.
Josué 1:9 dice, "Fuérzate y sé valiente."
Josué 1:9.
Dice, "Fuérzate."
Oh, is Joshua 1:9, sorry. It says,
"Esfuérzate."
Be strong.
Y sé valiente.
And be courageous.
Amen. Dios no se puede mover en tu vida.
God cannot move in your life.
Hasta que no muevas la piedra en tu vida.
Until you move that rock in your life.
Aquello que dices,
whatever you say,
que no te va a levantar,
that it's not going to move.
Aquello que dices,
whatever you say,
que por lo que estás orando,
that what you're praying for,
no va a suceder,
is not going to happen.
La segunda orden que Jesús dio,
and the second order that God gave.
Dile a tu sueño,
tell your dream,
que salga,
to come out.
Verso 43.
Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out."
Yep, here we go. Perfect. ¿Sabes que nuestro sueño,
do you want our dream,
afecta a otros?
Affects others.
Dios quiere,
God wants,
que seas,
that for you to be
decidido,
for you to have a decision, for
tú
you
tienes
to decide, you have
que ordenarle
to tell
que viva
your dream to live
y que salga
and for it to come out
de la tumba
from the tomb.
Y por último,
and for the last to end,
desatar
y dejar untie, ir. Unwrap and let go.
Verso 44.
Verse 44 says, "And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go."
Lázaro era libre.
Lazarus was free.
Para experimentar una vida nueva.
To experience a new life.
Pero cuando salió,
but when he came out,
continuaba.
He continued
atado,
being held down or tied down,
a vendas,
on and bands.
Muchas veces,
and there's many times,
hacemos una oración,
we make a prayer,
de aceptar a Cristo,
that we are going to accept Jesus,
pero no estamos dispuestos,
but we're not ready,
a ser libres,
to be free.
Y ya Dios quiere hacerte libre.
And Jesus, God wants you to be free.
Pero continúas amarrado.
But you are continuing to be tied down.
Amen. Muchas veces,
and there's many times,
nuestros sueños,
our dreams,
han resucitado,
have already resurrected.
Pero tenemos una mentalidad,
but we're in a mentality. We have
de,
a mentality
de tumba,
of tomb, of a tomb.
Vivimos en el presente y en el pasado.
We're living in both present and past.
Y esto no te, esto te impide seguir hacia adelante.
And this is causing you not to be able to move forward.
Hay vendas o hábitos.
There are habits or things that are holding you down.
Que representan.
That are that represent.
Formas de pensar.
Maybe ways of thinking.
O cárceles.
Or jails.
Y quiero describir estos tres lugares donde estaban las vendas.
And I want to describe where these three places where these bands were.
Estaba vendado en las manos.
They were on his hands.
Estaba vendado en los pies.
He was tied up at his feet.
Y estaba vendado en el rostro.
And his face was completely
cuando estamos
wrapped.
Vendado de las manos.
When we're wrapped by our hands or tied on our hands.
Esto nos limita.
This limits us.
A servir.
To serve.
Nos limita.
It limits us.
A luchar.
To fight.
Nos limita.
It limits us.
A trabajar.
To work.
Para Dios.
For God.
A servirle.
To serve him.
Con pasión.
With passion.
Cuando estamos atados.
When we're tied down.
En los pies.
In our feet.
Nos hace caer.
It makes us fall.
En hábitos pasados.
In past bad habits.
En pecados pasados.
In our past sin.
Nos impide.
And it stops us.
Avanzar al éxito.
To stop from going and being successful.
Cuando estamos atados.
When we're held down.
En nuestros ojos.
On our eyes.
No podemos ver.
We can't see.
Lo que Dios quiere que tú veas.
And we can't see what God wants us to see.
No podemos ver.
We can't see.
La dirección.
The direction.
De Dios.
In which God has.
No podemos ver.
We can't see.
El propósito.
The
purpose.
The purpose.
De Dios.
Of God.
Para tu vida.
For our life.
Cuando estamos atados.
When we are wrapped and
en
tied
nuestra
down.
Boca.
In our mouth.
No podemos hablar.
We can't speak.
Las promesas.
And we can't share God's promises.
De Dios. De Dios.
Of God.
En nuestra vida.
In our life.
Cuando estamos atados en nuestros oídos.
And when our ears are wrapped.
No escuchamos.
We can't hear.
La voz.
God's.
De Dios.
Voice.
Amen. Sino que escuchamos lo negativo.
But we hear the negative.
Hay mucha gente.
There's a lot of people.
Que siempre está tratando de hablar cosas negativas.
That is always saying negative things.
Porque las cosas negativas enferman del alma.
Because negative things hurt your soul.
Por eso tenemos que cambiar la forma en que hablamos.
That's why we have to change the way in which we talk.
Y proclamar la palabra de Dios.
And proclaim God's word.
Y por último,
and to end,
cuando estamos cubiertos de la cabeza,
when our whole head is wrapped.
Yo no sé si sabes que en la cabeza hay muchos pensamientos.
And I don't know if you realize that, but there's a lot of thoughts in your head.
Muchas neuronas.
There's a lot of neurons.
Que mandan señales.
That are sending signals.
Que reciben señales.
That are receiving signals.
A nuestro cuerpo.
And sending them and receiving them from, and throughout our body.
Y cuando estamos atados de nuestra cabeza,
and when our head is wrapped.
No pensamos con una mente renovada.
We're not thinking with a new mind.
Sino pensamos.
But we're thinking.
En el fracaso.
In our failures.
Y en experiencias pasadas.
And in past experiences.
Hoy Dios quiere.
Today God wants to.
Que no solamente se recuerde.
That not only you remember.
Una fiesta de palmas.
The palms.
Que no solamente se recuerde.
And that you don't only remember.
Cuando él entró.
When he came in.
Y comenzaron a decir, Hosanna, Rey.
And people were saying, Hosanna to the King.
Él quiere que tú sepas hoy.
He wants you to know that today.
Que él quiere resucitar.
He wants to resurrect.
El sueño.
Those dreams.
Que él tiene para tu vida.
That are, he has for your life.
¿Por qué no te pones de pie?
Why don't you stand with me?
Solamente tú sabes.
Only you. No.
¿Qué necesitas hacer?
What you need to do.
Dios.
God.
Está dispuesto.
Is ready.
A hacer.
to do
cualquier cosa.
Whatever he needs to.
Pero ¿sabes por qué te toca a ti mover la piedra?
But you know why it takes you to move that rock?
Porque si él la mueve,
because if God moves it,
no vas a apreciar,
you're not going to appreciate
la gracia de Dios.
God's grace.
Pero si tú mueves but y if, te decides,
but if you move and you decide
a mover la piedra,
to move that stone,
quizás no puedas.
Maybe you can't.
Está pesada.
It's going to be heavy.
Pero Dios comienza a ver.
But God is going to start to see.
Un hombre.
A man.
Una mujer.
A woman.
Que está decidido.
That has decided.
A cambiar.
To change.
¿Y sabes qué él hace?
And you know what he's going to do?
Él dice.
He says.
Ahora quítate.
Now move.
Yo voy a mover la piedra.
I'm going to move the rock for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here we are the week before Easter. And we're hearing the message of resurrection. What does God want to resurrect in your life? The dreams that he has for you, he's given to you, for your family, for some area of your life that needs to be expressed in greater freedom and you've been bound up, in your job, for your schooling, for your friends. What is the dream? What is the dream? Would you just close your eyes? God, I pray that you would remind us so clearly, Lord, of the dreams that you have for us. And that, God, that we would then be committed to rolling away anything that is one of those obstacles in the way, Lord, between you and that dream. Lord, that you, because we need your supernatural touch on it. Lord, we know that we will not be able to accomplish those things in and of ourselves. Lord, that thing for our family, that thing for our friends, Lord, that thing for our future, that thing for our job or our purpose or that entrepreneurial dream that you've given us to create something new. God, I pray that, Father, that you would begin to make clear to us, Lord, our steps that we are to take, Lord, to get those things out of your way that you might have full access to them. And then, Lord, we commit to unwrapping those things, Lord, however long it takes, because some of us have a lot of wrapping around those dreams. Old ways of thinking, old behavior patterns, old addictive things that just want to keep that all entrapped. And so, God, we say we are committed to getting those things free and unfettered, Lord, from everything that you would do to touch those and make them come alive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we do not only want to believe in you, we want to have an encounter with you. An encounter. I'm going to invite our prayer and our ministry team to come forward. And there are some here that this word is impacting you in different ways. And some of you really would benefit from taking 2 or 3 minutes to come and to receive prayer and to speak out. This is my dream. This is that thing that I believe that I'm to press into, to move towards this vision that God has given me. And I'm just gonna ask for you to come and have someone else agree with you that God would breathe life into that thing which may seem really dead. Maybe it is dead. Yet God, but God can breathe life into those things that have died. So before you leave today, I invite you to come and take time and receive ministry. And then also, please be reminded, two things. One is next week is Easter. There are so many people in your circle of relationship and life, family and friends, coworkers, neighbors, who will be open to receiving an invitation. Hey, would you join me on Easter? Come and let's go out and celebrate that day together and invite them to church with you. On our church website, you'll see Easter splashed all over. You'll see there's an Easter page you can go to. And right there, there's a downloadable invitation that you can send to family and friends just to make it easy to say, hey, come and join me. I'm going to the 8 o'clock service or I'm coming to 9:30. Invite people next week because God is not only wanting to resurrect our lives and our dreams, but man, he has so much life and so many dreams for others as well. And so let's invite people into this journey of life in Jesus. Amen? And then secondly, Pastor Ken, I'm going to ask for you to sneak out and get ready for the class that's coming up. Some need to be baptized. And in 2 weeks on Vita Sunday, there's going to be an opportunity for baptisms. If you have not yet been baptized, last week I brought a message on that about how when we go under the waters of baptism, we're bringing our life under the lordship of Jesus in every aspect. And if you have not yet been baptized, man, we want to make an opportunity for you to do that. So go to today's baptism class, be baptized in 2 weeks on Vita Sunday, and it's going to be a powerful gathering together as well. Church, you are loved by Jesus. He has a dream for you. Let's roll away those stones. Amen. Have an awesome week. We'll see you on Good Friday, Friday night, and on Easter Sunday morning. We'll see you then.